won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb. Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G. Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell.
Welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff. I'm joined this week by...
Of course, I am Rocky of BSS Carolinas. Welcome to the show tonight. Welcome to all our Periscopians, or Periscopian fans, as my wife will say.
Is it Periscopians?
I say Periscopians, man.
I think we say Periscopanites or something.
Scopanites? Really?
I don't know, man. It's like... We come up with something better.
Periscopian sticks, man.
That's pretty good.
It's smooth,
like
you know. I'm pretty good with these nicknames thing. You know, I'm like Mike Greenberg in the morning.
No.
I ain't that much.
No.
You don't make
as much money as he does.
No, I ain't there. Hopefully someday. But, I'm finally back. Let me say, it's kind of, I love you two guys. I love you and Bobby. But, man, it's been brutal not being able to say anything. Listening to shows lately, because I'm like, LeBron's better than Jordan. And
let's calm down. Nobody said LeBron was better than Jordan. I said if you were building an NBA player, you would want him to look more like LeBron than Jordan. I never said Jordan wasn't as good as LeBron or LeBron was better. I just said building a player, you'd want his size, his speed, and all the tangibles that he brings.
I can agree with that.
LeBron's better, but I just said building a player, you'd want him.
Right. And listen, with all this talk of Jordan and LeBron, all right, different eras, like somebody just said, you never know.
Somebody wants to take over our show.
Hey, you want to call in? Go ahead. You think you can take over? Go ahead. And I don't know if you can, do as good as we do because we look pretty good up here.
Man, I do my best.
Yeah, hair.
Been doing this for a while, I think.
We've both been doing shows for a while. It's not as easy as you think.
Nope.
So I like how everybody. I'll do it.
Especially now when there's no football and no basketball, it gets real hard to put a weekly sports show on.
We are in baseball season. I'm just laying out there.
I'm in the off season. Yeah, is what I'm in.
Oh. Durant will stay in OKC. We don't talk about that.
Disagree. Yeah, we're gonna get there.
I disagree. I got a plan. I got a place for him to go. Stick around for next half of the show and tell us what you think he's on, why, or if you disagree with us or anything else. But we got a great show today. I'm just glad to be back, man. After teaching for a month, what?
He said he hopes it's the Knicks.
You sound like my buddy Scott.
No. Why would you want to go to the Knicks?
Why not? Why not now? If you can get Derrick Rose at 16 points and 8 assists a game, why not?
Well, I'll give you a reason, and it's because what kind of offense is that going to run? Are we all just going to take turns standing at the top of the key and everybody else is just going to move out the way? Because they don't run. That's all Derrick Rose can do. Carmelo loves to have the ball in his hand, and Durant loves to have the ball in his hands. So,
well, the problem with them is just the same thing that the problem with Golden State, in my opinion. Right? Because if he went to Golden State, you have.
But they run a system,
right? What kind of what was their problem in the NBA Finals? They did not have an inside player.
Yeah.
That could be what I call a streak stopper. Somebody you can throw the ball down to, get a quick basket, and can do a post move. They have nobody. If you add Durant to that team, they're still the same team. They're jump shooters.
They need a big person. They don't need another three-point shooter, another skinny three-point shooter.
And the Knicks are basically the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, Porzingis is not a post move player yet. Now, in a couple years, he could be.
I love Chris Stein.
I love Porzingis, though. And that's one thing I do love about the Knicks.
All right, so let's get into what we're getting in first.
Right. First, news from the weekend we want to talk about in a few minutes. In case you don't know, Miami Hurricanes football and basketball teams are being investigated for alleged use of luxury cars.
Not surprising.
Why?
Because it's the U. That's what they do, man. They're always, I mean, Ponzi schemes, you know, Shapiro, all those guys, man. They're a poorly run university. They just happen to be historically good.
You know what? I was going to say, they remind me of the Charlotte Hornets, poorly run. We are not that good.
Yeah, but they're not good.
Yeah, we're not good. So, yeah, the Thug Boys. I mean, you know, Miami's always been that way. And, you know, I don't know if this will ever change because of the city they're in. Or just it's how they are.
I think people go there with the expectations that that's how it's going to be. It's going to be a free-for-all. It's going to be a party.
And I get that. You're in Miami. You're at South Beach. Hey, okay. I ain't got, you know, but come on. At some point,
accountability goes a long way.
Exactly. Look at Baylor.
Y'all.
You know, if you want to talk about that mess, I mean, you know, that's.
They deserve the death penalty. That's just because that's what the death penalty was put in place for in the NCAA, for people who have lack of institutional control. And there was.
Oh, no, it was horrible.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that my man who's talking to us on Periscope is from New York. Just going to go.
Oh, talk about more Knicks.
No, he said Odell is the best wide receiver in the NFL. He's just all New York.
There's an 88 over on the side. I'm just showing you that guy over here. Just saying, put the X up.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. No, Odell's up there. He's not better than Dez yet.
He's not better than Antonio Brown either.
Not yet. He can be. He definitely can be. I don't know if he's up there. He's not.
Yeah, 88 is Dez sitting up there throwing the X up. Yeah. I don't know if you can see that bobblehead.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, going from Miami, hopefully they're learning from it someday. I doubt it. Next thing we'll talk about real fast, USA in the third place game versus Colombia. They lost. Did you actually see the game?
I did.
Thoughts?
Well, first of all, they just didn't – they didn't care anymore because they had already lost. Like, it's hard to say that, like, oh, it's the third place game. We've never finished in third. But to quote my favorite movie character of all time, if you ain't first, you're last. So – I mean, they just – they don't have the talent to play with people like Colombia and especially not Argentina or Chile. I mean, think about it. Let's say we would have miraculously beat Argentina. Well, would we have beat Chile? No.
No.
They got as far as they can go. Like, be happy, but let's figure out a way to improve.
The problem with the U.S. team is we have to figure out some point how to make the younger players better. I mean, think about it. Who was the last star come out of men's soccer?
Landon Donovan.
Okay. I'm talking about younger. I'm talking about when they were like 16, 17, 18, getting ready, playing on where our future looked really bright. It feels like Landon Donovan came out when he's like 24, 30.
Well, Dempsey's been around for a while.
Dempsey's been around, but he's not a superstar. I'm talking about a superstar player. I'm talking about like a LeBron James. I'm talking about
for U.S. soccer.
We have never had anybody.
No.
Freddie Adu, when he was like 13, was the prodigy for soccer.
Altidore was supposed to be really good.
But who? No one has stepped up to that level to be. That's what we need in this country.
Yeah.
To get soccer really pushed. You need that person.
Oh, you're right.
You know,
I mean, we just move on, you know. We'll go to the Olympics next, and, well, hopefully we make it into the Olympics, and we can.
I mean, look at U.S. women's soccer. You know, why is everybody following? Because
they win.
They keep winning.
I don't know. This thing about America, we like to win. And if you're not winning, we don't care.
Like you said earlier, second's last, basically, right?
If you ain't first, you're last.
If you ain't first, you're last. Yeah, and it's true. So, sure. I mean, at some point.
I mean, once you get knocked out, it's like, okay, well, we could play for third. But, you know, nobody's jumping up and down because we would have won third.
That's what it's all about the W. But that's a good thing about Klinsmann. When he came in, he started the youth program to make the players in this country better when you're younger. Because then, as you get older, we can bring you into that national team.
I'm not a huge, you know, soccer guy. Like, I don't know a whole lot about, like, the dynamics. I mean, I understand the game. I get it. But, like, I couldn't tell you, like, formations and, like, plays and stuff that they run. The problem is there is a lot of high-level soccer players like Landon Donovan, like a lot of people from the women's national team that are saying, yes, he's starting to develop people. The problem is they're not getting the strategy that they should have already. They are not strategic like they should be.
You're from New York. I mean, you got two soccer teams in New York now.
Yeah.
I mean, is it not bigger in New York
now? It's hard to say, oh, well, it's not big here, when they sold out MetLife Stadium last night. That place was packed.
Well, in Charlotte, you never go. But in Charlotte, it's big, but it's not football. It's not college basketball. It's not even baseball.
No, but anytime, like, the international people or the, you know, Premier League or those type of teams come and do play.
Oh.
They were here in Charlotte last year, and there was watch parties. They sold out an entire parking lot. The whole Bank of America Stadium was sold out. It was crazy busy.
We go every year. We take one of our nephews because he's a huge soccer player. He's a huge soccer fan. He's a soccer player. We go, and it sells out. It is a crazy experience to go. It's fun, but –
It's a fun game. I think one of the reasons I'm getting into it more is because I don't have to invest as much time into it. I can just 2 hours, I'm done.
That's true.
I'm gone out the door. I don't have to watch for, like, four. I mean, I watch football for 4 hours, but I go back to baseball. I don't have to. I don't like watching a 4.5 hour baseball game. It's just not fun for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same thing as watching 0-0 soccer game. I mean,
oh, I can't. I do have a hard time. Hey, shout out from New Zealand. What's going on Periscope?
What's up?
We're talking about soccer.
That's right. They should be loving that.
Yeah.
I think for us to catch on the U.S., we really need to have a LeBron James type of player where it changes the landscape.
Danny Cannell from ESPN brought up a really good point. He said, the more people stop letting their kids play football, they're going to fall into other sports. And soccer could actually get better athletes because they're going to eventually stop playing football. Now, this is like 15 years down the road, of course, 15, 20 years down the road. But, I mean, we all know that football is going to come to an end eventually.
No.
It will.
Because of the money. It ain't.
People aren't going to kill themselves for it eventually.
Once
political correctness gets involved, it will start going down. It will happen.
Until somebody dies on the football field, physically dies on the football
field. Eric LeGrand came pretty damn close.
No one has died on the football field. All right. Until someone dies on the football field, this is not going to change. Football will be football until something tragic happens.
I hope you're right and I'm wrong.
And I hope it never happens.
I love football, but it will change.
Yeah, if NFL goes to London, like they're talking about going to different parts of the country.
I mean, they're going to Mexico City next year.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a permanent team in these countries.
I just don't know how logistically that works in a season where you travel and then those type of things.
The only way it would work if you almost – and listen, I know NFL Europe was a huge failure, but – that's almost what you need, is a NFL Europe that the winner of the Europe division comes and play the U.S. in the Super Bowl. That's the only way it's going to work.
They would lose for 20 years.
Right. That's 20 years down the road, maybe 50.
All right. We are.
But anyway, we're way off subject.
Yeah, we're way
off
subject.
A lot of soccer talk, that's not our expertise. I don't know. What is our expertise? Do we really have one?
Mine is college football.
Yeah, okay. No,
is college football. That's my bread and butter.
But, I can't wait to get into the breakdown season for you then.
Oh, please. I can't wait.
All right. I can talk anything, so I'm good.
Yeah, I know. I'm not huge on baseball, but I could talk it. I mean, my uncle played in the majors, so I mean, I know a good bit about it.
All right. Real fast, let's give props to Chile.
Chile.
Guess who will win the NFC East? Yes, Dallas Cowboys. We'll talk about it later. No, it should be interesting. Chile wins the Copa Cup with a 4-2 penalty kicks and sudden death to win. Messi missed a penalty kick and will not play again for Argentina. Just major ups to Messi for everything he's done and for Argentina soccer.
It definitely brings down like the Olympics and stuff if he's not going to play in it. It's going to be rough because he's a draw. But I mean, shout out to him. You know, he's one of the best players. He'll go down as one of the greatest players of all time if he hasn't already considered that now.
Right. Yeah, he's by far to me the greatest ever. I kill my nephew all the time. Ronaldo's the best, but Messi's really the best. But yeah,
let's move on. That's past soccer.
Going to basketball real fast. All right, have a good one. I was going to say real fast, you know, I didn't share my thoughts on the show last week with you guys about the NBA Finals. All I got to say, congrats to Cleveland on winning the championship. You came back. I think the first couple games you were really stunned of how good Golden State was because in the East you didn't play the same type of competition. Mm-hmm. And then you called up and – major ups to Tyronn Lue for making changes, adjustments.
Almost every single game.
Not having Dellavedova play much of the series. Major ups for that. Tristan Thompson, in my opinion, was MVP of this series because his defensive effort every single game, his rebounding, his blocks. I know LeBron played great. Tristan Thompson was X factor to me because he stepped out. X factors
don't stack up to MVP.
He was a difference maker. He was the difference maker to me. He was the difference maker for the game.
Sure, yeah.
So, I'm just saying, he was the difference maker. LeBron deserved it. Slow down there. Willie.
No, I've heard it already.
I'm saying LeBron deserved the MVP, no doubt. But I'm just saying, Tristan Thompson played really great. His defensive effort and everything else. Now, saying all of that about Cleveland, I'm glad y'all won the NBA championship. Congrats. Don't turn into bad fans. Okay, it's one title. Last 64 years, it's great. Saying all that, Golden State, y'all got a lot of work to do this offseason because you're losing a lot of people. And we'll talk about them later. But they just – Steph Curry – I'm telling you, he looks like Steve Nash to me, where Steve Nash had those 2-3 year runs where he was a great player, and then his body just couldn't hold up. So we'll see.
That's a good point.
We shall see next season. Is the NBA going to call it like they did in the finals, or are they going to call it like they did during the regular season?
They'll always call the finals the way they called this finals.
I'm fine with that, but you need to – it needs to be like that the whole series. You know, so anyway, that's all my thoughts real fast on the finals. Let's get into thoughts on some NBA trades that have gone on. First and foremost, let's start with this one. Marco Bellinelli traded from the Kings to the Hornets for the 22nd
pick. And broke his jaw.
Hornets select Malika Richardson from Syracuse, which will be dealt to the Kings, which has been. Market, like you were saying, Marco broke his jaw. Supposedly, it was broke before they even traded for him.
Doesn't surprise me.
I text you. I get the Marco trade. Marco is not a great three-point shooter, and point that out. He shot 30% from three-point land last year. He's not a great defender. And I know we're losing Jeremy Lin, so you want somebody else to take the place.
And we're probably losing Courtney Lee.
Right. We're probably losing all these people. But, dude.
But who are you going to get that's better than him at 22? Proven. You know that he can play.
At 22? I would have went with Malik Richardson and then traded him for something else. I mean, no offense.
But that's
are
the
you
best.
Tell me,
you, but you're telling me that's they probably did, and that's the best they could get.
The best they could get? You couldn't call Indiana and get Ty Lawson? I would have got him for – I would give Ty Lawson's not great by any means. All right? He's not a great player. But Marco Bellinelli?
They must love him. Rich Cho must love him because they went hard after him last year, too.
You got a good point. You made a good point. So I don't say that a lot on this show, but you made a good point.
Thank you. I mean, they really must have – they must see something in him, way he fits Clifford's system, or I don't know what it is, but they love him because they have gone after him for 2 years now, and they finally got him, and his jaw's broken. But it's only going to be like 3 or 4 weeks. He'll be back before training camp, and everything's going to be okay. I don't like it. I don't think it's – I don't think it was worth it, but I really feel indifferent about it just because, like, I don't know where it's going to go. You know, like what if Bellinelli comes in and scores, 11 points a game, but a rookie who's going to have to come in and, probably not play as much, limited minutes, not be able to, then we're going to have to develop for 2 or 3 years. And if you really want me to be honest with you about the Hornets here, it's time to tank. It's time to just go. It's done. We don't have a star player. I mean, we'll get Batum back probably.
No, have you? Well, I mean, I want to talk about it a little bit.
Let's go on to that second trade. That went on during the draft.
All right, then we'll go back to that.
Yeah.
Thunder trade Serge Ibaka to the Magic for Victor Oladipo. Ilyasova. Thank you.
Ivan Ilyasova.
Right. And Magic draft pick Sabonis.
Sabonis Sinjuris.
Right. Serge told the Thunder he would not re-sign with them after his contract runs out next season. I love the trade because you get Sabonis back, who's a big guy who can shoot the three.
But that's Ilyasova.
No, Sabonis can shoot the three too.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I know he's like the best. He was the best rebounder.
Yeah, he's
in
the best
basketball
rebound, but I think he can shoot. He's got some range on him, if I'm not
mistaken.
And
Ilyasova does the same thing.
Right. So you get two bigs back that are younger, and you get Oladipo.
Who's energy.
Yeah,
just surefire energy, has great defensive skills.
And they have been looking to replace James Harden for years.
He's a poor man's James Harden.
But he's got better defense. He plays defense, unlike James Harden.
And I think he passes the ball, too, which is something James Harden doesn't do.
So, if Durant comes back and Westbrook and everybody's back except for Serge, of course, this team should be better.
They should be the, they should be the NBA champions.
They should have been this year, or at least got to the finals.
They should have got to the finals.
But I agree with you.
They should be the champs next year.
Because
going into it,
with those young guys, I think maybe add another piece.
If Durant comes back, which I think he will.
I don't think he will.
I think we'll get into that next show.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it later. But – I love the trade. I mean, I know you weren't in favor of it at the beginning.
That's true. When we first talked about it, I was like, man, that's dumb. I loved Ibaka. I do. I thought he's one of the best shot blockers, one of the best rebounders. He worked on his offensive game. He even kind of got a little bit of a three-point shot. He developed so much. And I was like, how can you get rid of that guy? And then I started thinking about it. I was like, man, you put in three guys who could shoot the three, dudes who all play defense. It looked so much better. So I'm on board with you, man. You were right from the get-go. I had to do some research. I won't say that again for the rest of the day. Lightning will not strike. It's not going to rain.
I'm looking for the lightning, man.
Promise you.
Yeah, you just said I was right.
You were
twice
right.
Twice in one show.
You said I was right. You said I had a good point. I said you were right. It's a lot of love on the show today.
All right, we got to change that segment, too.
Yeah.
We can't do this anymore. Nope. We can't agree.
I'm sure we'll fight.
This is not right.
We'll fight eventually.
Yeah, I know we will. All right, well, that is it for today's show. You got anything?
Nope, that's it. Got a lot of shows. All right, that's going to do it this episode of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff. I'm joined by
Rocky and everybody on Periscope. Stick around. We got another show coming up. And
good day.